morning, the opposition says the information leaks that have plagued the government are a sign of chaos at the top. Opposition finance spokesman Andrew Robb has seized on Treasurer Wayne Swan's admission the government can't stop the leaks.
We can't control leaks, and I certainly can't predict where they're coming from.
Prime Minister Julia Gillard and opposition leader Tony Abbott are both campaigning in Melbourne today. Indonesia's Supreme Court has recommended that Chappelle Corby's jail sentence be slashed. The 33-year-old Australian serving a 20-year sentence in Bali for drug smuggling is seeking clemency from the Indonesian President Susilo Bambang Yudhoyono. In a submission to the President, a judge has suggested a reduction in that term. A decision is yet to be made. Greek fuel tank drivers have been protesting after the government used a rare emergency law to force them back to work after strike action threatened tourism and caused food shortages. A wave of industrial action since new austerity measures were introduced cut tourist arrivals by 5% in the first quarter of the year. And former US Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice has joined the Queen of Soul, Aretha Franklin, in a rare duet to raise money for charity. The classically trained Dr. Rice played piano while Ms. Franklin sang the hit song I Say a Little Prayer. More ABC News at midday.